With the exception of my kids after those messy, artificially flavored orange popsicles, there's only one group of animals I can think of that has orange teeth. Rodents. While some people might be turned off by one particular rodent's hairless, rat-like tail, it's actually the teeth that stick with me. The hooked, stubby, tang-colored incisors protrude forward prominently. They are long, sharp, and perfect for eating marsh plants, and they belong to an animal called the nutria. Nutria are rodents that appear beaver-esque, except with long, thin tails like rats. In fact, because of the shape of their tail, some people mistakenly call nutria swamp rats. About the size of a small dog, nutria weigh 18 pounds or so. They have a thick, shaggy brown fur with a lush undercoat and long white whiskers close to those aforementioned Cheez-It-colored front teeth. Designed for aquatic life, nutria also have webbed feet, and their eyes, nostrils, and ears sit high on their heads so that little of their bodies is exposed when they are breathing at the water's surface. Nutrias are herbivores, so they employ their pumpkin-orange, gnaw-happy chompers to chow down entirely on plants. In the marshlands where they make their homes, they routinely eat roots, rhizomes, tubers, and young shoots of marsh plants such as cattails, salt meadow cordgrass, and only three square. But on the whole, they aren't overly fussy about what they'll eat. If they see a water plant, they'll probably make it the centerpiece of their next meal. That's because they consume 25% of their body weight, or about 4 pounds of wetland vegetation each day, which was a big problem here in Maryland. Nutria, like many troublesome species, are an invasive species in the United States. Native to South America, nutria arrived here in the 1940s. Around here, they were introduced on Maryland's eastern shore at Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, where they were farmed for fur. When the fur trade collapsed, the nutria population did not follow suit. As of 1968, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge had about 250 nutria located within the borders of its waterfowl sanctuary. 30 years later, there were upwards of 50,000. And they were using their chisel-like carrot-colored choppers to tear up the very fabric of our wetlands. Powerful feet helped them to dig into the marsh and feed on the root mat, causing significant erosion and damage to our marshes. Nutria can quickly convert beautiful, productive, grassy marshes into unproductive, open water by attacking the very structure that holds the marsh together, the vegetative root mat. Once nutria chew through the mat to expose mud, normal tidal currents and wave action lead to erosion. The pitted marsh surface sinks, and flooding kills any remaining vegetation. Areas destroyed by nutria become permanent, open water ponds called eat-outs. Because the roots are destroyed, the marsh can only come back if replanted. Luckily, our area is currently down to its very last few nutria due to an eradication project that began in 2002. The plan was for this concerted effort to rid our area of this invasive species' intensely damaging habits by 2019. But just this month, the many partners in the exhausting efforts, that even included special scent-detecting canines, announced that the chances of finding one of these rodents are now nearly none. I did get a chance to see one on a recent trip I made to South America, where I found a great appreciation for them. Plus, I learned that the characteristic coloring of their teeth helps them eat tougher plants in their natural habitat. Why? Because their teeth enamel includes a pigment that consists of the mineral iron. Iron gives their teeth incredible strength, with a side effect of pearly whites that are anything but. You can learn more about Maryland's natural history by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.